Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
It's pretty rare for me as a priest, and actually probably for any preacher, to preach about the psalm. Most of the time, it's just that, you know, that filler thing that lets us participate a little bit during the readings, right? Today, the response that we said over and again was, our God is the God of salvation. The God of salvation. We go through different seasons in our life, and sometimes we recognize that we need saving. But other times, we're in grace, and we realize that maybe we need to be helping save others instead. This past weekend, I spent 4 days with some men from our diocese on a Curcio retreat weekend. It was the first one we've had in a long time, and our team had done many formations over the course of months because of COVID, on and again, off again. You know how it goes, right? Well, it finally happened. And on the weekend, I told a story that I had forgotten about, actually. I hadn't read it in a long time. It comes from a book called The Mentor's Handbook. It's written for guys on how to mentor other men in the faith, not just for priests, but anyone. I highly recommend it. Find it on Amazon. It's green and yellow, like the great tractors that are out there, you know, John Deere, farm kid. Anyways, here's how the story goes, and maybe you've heard it. It's powerful. In the 4th century, so the 300s, Hippolytus is an ancient author. He tells this story of a woman in Corinth. She was born of noble birth, and she was very wealthy, which means she was very valuable. Everybody wanted to marry into a much more powerful family than you were currently in. And not only was she noble, but she was also gorgeous, apparently. Everyone in town wanted her to be his wife. Well, she converted to Christianity, and she decided that God was calling her to be, just to remain a virgin for her whole life. She didn't join a religious order or anything. She just consecrated herself to God in her heart. That made a bunch of the men pretty unhappy, because now she was off the market. Christian persecutions arose, and they rounded up as many Christians as they could find. She was one of them. When they brought her in to be detained, a judge saw her and said, "Well, she's mine." He tried to coerce her into sleeping with him, and she refused. Time and again, she refused. And so finally he said, "If you will not sleep with me, then you will be an object for everyone else." And he ordered her to be sent to a brothel where he would make 3 coins per visit off of her. The very day she was sent to that brothel, news spread around town that this gorgeous, noble woman, who is a virgin, is now available, sadly speaking. And so one young man who had heard about her reputation decided to show up first in line. He was dressed in heavy robes, a scarf across his face, a hat on, and he basically didn't want to be seen. I should tell you, it's wrong right there, right? If you're hiding it. Which, by the way, if you're doing a sin in hiding, that should tell you something. Anyways, he walked up to the guy at the door and said, "If I give you 5 coins, can I stay all night?" And the guy said, "Sure." He gave him the 5 coins and went up to the girl's room. He arrived in this girl's room and he quickly took all of his clothes off and he said, "Quickly, undress." And she said, "I will not." And he said, "No, you must." And she said, "I will never." And finally he convinced her by saying, "If you do not undress, you can't wear my clothing, and they'll know who you are when you try to walk out." She quickly undressed. He put all of his heavy, obscuring clothing on her. She looked at him in the eyes, made a simple sign of the cross, and walked out the doors scot-free. The next morning, when the guy who was working this brothel, when he did his rounds to check on people, he went into this girl's room and he not only didn't find her, but he found the naked man sitting where she should be. He ordered him to go to before that same judge who had put the girl in the place to begin with. The judge was furious. He sent the man to the amphitheater and he was killed that day by being eaten alive by wild beasts. It's not a happy story. But when I tell it, usually one of two things happen in people. Usually, your heart wells up because you want to be her and you want to be saved. Or your chest puffs out. It gets thicker because you want to be him and you want to save her. I think those two characters can usually encapsulate where we are in our Christian journey on any day, on any season of life. Maybe right now, you're someone who has been stuck. You know what the good is. God has told it to you. Maybe you've even promised yourself or him or others, I'm going to stop this, or I'm going to start that, or tomorrow's going to be the day where I get it right. And again, you fall. Someone from the outside, or even your own inner demons, force you to be enslaved, bound, stuck in a room where you're no longer even having your own humanity. And you're in that space and you're crying out for someone to come and save you. And we find out, sure enough, God is dying to do it. And this man shows that. Or maybe you're on the other side of things. Maybe right now, God has already filled you in a life of grace. Maybe you're living high on consolation. Perhaps things are going well in work or family or at school or wherever you are. Maybe right now you're feeling called to do something for someone else. You don't know what it is. If you're in that boat, this is the moment where God says, I want you to be like me. And I don't just mean like be holy in your own room. I mean be holy out there. Christian, to be consecrated, to be anointed, to be set apart for God's purposes, means that when people see us, they should see through us. They should see God. I was reading something recently, and it said, too often Christians try to become like stained glass windows. So when people look at them, they see perfection, right? A halo, doing kind works for the poor, a beautiful meadow in the background, whatever. Too often we try to become stained glass windows. And this guy, this author said, but if you become stained glass, you're still not totally transparent to God's light. You're still getting in the way a little bit. Maybe right now you're being called by God to do something more in your vocation or for your vocation that you will commit to. Maybe you're supposed to look around and find out a problem and solve it. And maybe what you do today is you pray that for tomorrow you'll hear and you'll see it and you'll do it. I think that the psalm tonight is exactly what all of us need to hear. Our God is the God of salvation. If you're stuck, wait. He's coming to you. Ask him to be there. Our God is the God of salvation. If you're feeling ready, go forth and make that salvation known.